have a question.
Go here.
Great. If we could look at the big picture, could you tell us, the people in this room, any information that you may have of an international and deceptive conspiracy to overthrow the American Republic and its Constitution and Bill of Rights in order to set up and usher in a totalitarian world government likely espoused under the UN ultimately?
Okay, he asked if there's an international conspiracy to overthrow our government. The answer is yes, but probably not in exactly the terms that you're inferring, at least in my understanding. I can't go and say, well, I know the 25 people who meet and have made these plans, and this is what's going to happen. I think there are 25,000 individuals that have used offices of ours. And they're in our universities, and they're in our congresses, and they believe in one world government. And if you believe in one world government, then you're talking about undermining national sovereignty, and you're talking about setting up something that you could very well call a dictatorship. And those plans are there, but they're not quite, I don't see them as quite as sinister as a plot. I think it's a philosophic fight. They believe in it. The people I know believe in internationalism, the United Nations, and some of those people who voted against the war didn't vote against the war because of not having a declaration of war. They wanted more support from the United Nations. And that attitude is prevailing because it's been taught so long in our public school system, as well as our universities, the people of great influence on our major networks, and most positions in government support internationalism that would lead to that type of
Can you speak to the neocons of your